Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the 3-in-1 podcast on finances, business, and technology. Podcasting to you from the studios of TaylorMerrick.com, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Hello and welcome to episode number 5 in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. If you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, you can do so by going out to TaylorMerrick.com, clicking on the blog link, and from there on the right-hand side, you can subscribe from iTunes or Podcast Pickle or wherever else you are, and you can also listen to it now on your cell phone. You can download the podcast to your cell phone. I'd also encourage you to take the survey located on that right hand side of it. It's a listener survey. Take the survey. It'll only take 5 minutes. It's completely anonymous, and I encourage you to do that. Today's topics are common myths about finances, leadership for business, and choosing your tablet PC and conserving laptop power for technology. So to get started in finances, there are a couple myths that I would like to reveal to you that are not myths. And the first one is that the rich are greedy. That's a myth, and that has a bit of a truth to it, because you see back in the mid-1900s or early 1900s, there are a lot of crooked, evil businessmen that came out there. John D. Rockefeller and Henry Ford and all of them were not included in that, but they were a lot of other bad businessmen getting rich from exploiting other people. But in truth, the rich are not greedy at all. The rich are generous. Who provides housing for people? Rent. Who provides products and services for them at a low price? Well, the rich do. Rich own businesses, and who do we buy products from or services? We buy them from a business. Same thing with real estate. If you're a renter or you live in an apartment, might be owned by a rich person. The rich are very generous. They provide people with housing. They provide people with products at a lower price, good products, and the like. So, and the second one is money is evil. Well, if you actually look in the Bible, it says the root of evil is the love of money. And what it says, you have to read the Bible. Not money itself is evil. It's the love of money that's evil. It's the greed factor that makes it evil. It's not money itself. Money is a tool. It has the power to make you rich, poor, whatever else you want to choose. And you can work for money, or money can work for you. But the love of money is evil, not money itself. That is all the myths that I have for now. As time will go on, I will explore some more myths and show you the truth behind whether it is a myth or not. But for the time being, the rich are, well, for the current time, the rich are generous and the love of money is evil. And that would be it for the finances topic. I move into business and leadership. As last week, I talked about how you need to have a team. Well, this week, it is about leadership. And that's another side of the BI triangle. If you want to learn more about the BI triangle, there's a richdad.com. You can go there, and Rich Dad Advisors. There are books on that about different areas in the BI triangle. But for leadership, on the side of the triangle, that is you, the person. You keep the company focused on a mission. You and your team helping you. You lead the business in the right way. The leaders come in all different shapes and sizes, but they have certain intangible qualities in common. True leader is a part visionary. He envisions something and he goes after that vision. He's a cheerleader. He cheers his team on, his business on, keep going. He's a pit boss. He watches and makes sure things are going right. And he is also a listener. That's a very important key to for leadership, is you listen. There are a lot of good books out there. I would recommend a couple to you if you want to learn more about leadership. One of them is Take Command by Kelly Perdue. And for those of you who know Kelly Perdue, he was on The Apprentice. And he was hired to be an apprentice. So that would be a good book to read. Another book would be the How to Talk So People Listen. That would be good for having people listening to you, how to talk in a way that people will listen to you. There's a lot of good books out there. I would suggest you go look around for books on leadership. And I heard of this one. I heard of a story of a business person. This could even be yourself. Just imagine yourself sitting on a beach and wherever in Hawaii or Fiji or wherever else you want to be. You're sitting on the beach looking at your laptop, looking at the newest financial statements that just came out from your company that were fresh, just came out from, and they're posted on the website, and you're looking at the cash flow, income, expense, asset, liabilities. You're looking at your company's financial statement and you see something is wrong, so you call up the manager or the person that's running your business while you're gone. You call them up and you say, hey, what's going on here, you know, this and this and that, and you talk a little bit, and then you give him a solution. You say, well, I think we can do this to solve what this problem is. I'd like you to do this. And you sort of help the manager. What you do in your leaders, you help people to learn how to do what you would do. You're training people to do what you would do in a situation. But that's what you do. You talk to the manager, the person in charge of your business, and you'd sort the problem out, and then you just hang up and go back to your vacation on the beach. And then the manager will be like, darn, I can't get anything past him. But that's one of the aspects of being a good leader, is you identify a problem early, you come up with a solution to solve it, and then you talk it out with the people that are there, and you get the problem solved. And then you can just do what you want, and you're actually running a true B quadrant business. You're off on your vacation doing whatever you want, having your year off, and your business is running fine, even better without you, because leadership helps the people in the business to learn how to do what you would do when a situation arises, helping them to figure out a good problem and put it through and figure out a good solution to the problem and getting the problem solved. And that is it for business. I know this might seem to be a very short podcast, and it is because I don't have many things I'll be talking about. Next week I should have good amount of things to talk about. Half hour long, should be half hour long show. It is on average supposed to be a half hour show, but some topics are long and in-depth and you have to explain them, and some of them aren't. But now we move on to technology. And in technology, it is choosing your tablet PC. If you're going to buy a tablet PC, this is what you would have to look for. Well, what you might be wondering, well, what is a tablet PC? Well, a tablet PC is a laptop that you can flip around and write on the monitor. If you're in a certain program, you can actually write on the monitor, and basically you'll be writing on a piece of paper, but instead of writing on a piece of paper, you'll be writing into your laptop, and you can then save it and use it as notes. But tablet PCs are up in the higher range for cost-wise, so you'd want to be sure you choose a right one. And there's two different types of models that you'd want to look for, slate versus convertible. Slate is a model that has no attached keyboard, and a convertible model has a clamshell design of a traditional laptop. With a twist, you can spin the monitor panel around and flatten it to turn the laptop style unit into a tablet form. And there's a few things you need to consider when you're looking and choosing between a convertible and a slate models. In slate models, a pro is it has a detachable keyboard. You can take the keyboard on and off, so you don't have to worry about being totally keyboardless. And others offer keyboard as an option. The con is that there's no protective cover for slate models. Most of them do not have a protective cover over their screens, as a convertible does. You can buy screen protectors, but if you treat your portable computer roughly, you'd be better off with a convertible model, because a slate model you could scratch up the screen because the screen has no protection on it. With a convertible model, the pro is a size. Convertible model keyboards tend to be somewhat smaller than traditional laptop keyboards, although that could also be a con. Could be a bit more in there trying to type out everything, and your fingers might have a hard time adjusting. The con also could be weight. The convertible units can weigh a half pound to a pound more than slate units. So if you're looking for weight, you might want to get a slate, but you never know. Another con is the price for convertible models. Convertible models, they usually tend to cost a bit more than slate models, but they're usually not much more expensive. And you'd want to then decide which model makes sense for you, what you would want. If you want to buy several units for your business or want any kind of consulting about how to roll out your tablet PCs into a workforce, a less well-known manufacturer may offer you better value and support. You can look around. Compaq, Toshiba also offer tablet PCs. You want to look around and make sure you're getting a good deal for your price and you're getting all the stuff that you need, that you can foresee in the future, and that the options that you need now. And then, that would be it for choosing your tablet PC. Just make sure that what the company says about the tablet PC is that it is what it says it is about the tablet PC, and that they're not lying, that they're truthful, and that you're getting your money's worth out of it, and you're getting the features that you need on your tablet PC. And then for conserving laptop power, is good just in general if you want to conserve your laptop power, if you have a laptop and it's constantly running out of power. Well, there's a couple of computer components that consume a lot of power for a laptop. One is a hard drive, another one is a CD, DVD drive, floppy drive if you have one, the modem, the network interface, and the display. Each of the devices consumes power when you use it. Obviously, the hard drive is always on, so it's always conserving power, and you can't really shut that off. But if you have your laptop computer on a lot, it's a really good thing you can do. You can go to Power Options Properties in the Power Schemes tab. And then in the Power Schemes tab, in the Power Options Properties menu, you know, where there's a Suspend or Hibernate option, there's Advanced Settings, Beeps Alarms for your laptop. You can go to Power Schemes, and you can choose to turn off monitor after a certain amount of time. You can turn off the hard disks after a certain amount of time. You can also choose to have the system standby, which means it'll just sort of be in standby mode. It'll shut off the monitor, and it'll shut off all unneeded power, all unneeded computer components that are in there, and it'll run just very basically in sort of a nap mode, if you will. And then hibernate is the computer would hibernate, which is a very good term for what the laptop would do. The laptop, it powers down and shuts itself off after a certain amount of time, and then it would, when you restart it, it'll power it back up right to where it was. So if you had a program on it, like you were on a web page and you hibernate, when you turn the computer back on, boom, there, the program that you're working with is there. You want to set how many minutes until your laptop automatically suspends or hibernates when it's running on battery power. You can choose it plugged in, you can turn off the monitor or turn off hard disks or whatever else is on there. You can also have it when running on batteries, but when it's running on batteries, after a certain amount of time when it's been idle, like after 5 minutes or 10 minutes, however long you choose, you can then have it do that. So then when a computer's been idle that amount of time that you chose, then when it'll actually save you power, and the battery will last a bit longer. It won't last forever, but it'll actually conserve some battery power for you. And when a computer is plugged in, obviously you do not need to suspend a hard drive operation. You can also save power by running the laptop's microprocessor at a slower rate. This option is automatically controlled in modern laptops, although older laptops may have some manual control over the CPU or bus speeds. And that will be it for technology. And now we come to the end of the podcast. I'd like to thank you very much for listening to episode number 5 in the Taylor Merrick podcast. If you want to subscribe to this feed, simply go out to taylormerrick.com, click on the blog link, and on the right hand side you can choose whatever option you want. Don't forget to tell your friends and family about this podcast and all the things you are learning for finances, business, and technology. I hope you have a great rest of the week, and my name is Taylor Merrick, and I will see you next week.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.